League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back 60 minutes to go in the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll be back at the studio. We are at the Bad Pants Open out at Kingwood Country Club. A wonderful event, 20th anniversary, raising money for Texas Children's Hospital and the NICU unit. Travis Johnson filling in for Barry. The promo team out here, intern Drew, fashionably challenged, trying to look sexy with a sweater over his shoulders. I don't know what he's thinking.
I don't know what he got going on.
Yeah, and like, he's got a
lady sweater on with man leather what they call them things. Patches
on the elbows and the zipper.
I don't know. But why he got up like he's finna roast me? But yeah. I got up with golf. I got a nice little golf outfit on. See, yeah. So, I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of outfits, holy! Look at all these guys. We got a whole team with American flag pants and hats.
That's against the flag code.
And shirts. That's against, okay. That's so against, some people got the memo and know how to dress up.
That's against the flag code.
Speaking of codes and against it, the guy who self-proclaims a new nickname every time he calls, and every time he says started getting nicknames for himself, the calls and the texts have sucked. So until further notice, it's Quentin. Quentin, you're on the line. You're not Q-Tip, Q-Dog, or anything else until you actually bring it and you upgrade the level. Q, what's up?
Why you had to say it like a hood rat?
Because it's true. Quentin, you're on, hey, Quentin.
Hey, Travis, man. I hate to call and disagree with you about the Aggies, man. I know you didn't go there, but you almost sound like an Aggie.
No, I just know what type of coach he is, and I know what I saw, and what I see in him, and I know given the right circumstances and given him his recruiting class hitting the ground by his fifth recruiting class, I believe he could bring a national title to Aggieland. I mean, I'm a no through and through. It don't get no deep. It don't get no truer than me. I bleed garnet and gold. But at the end of the day, I'm also a fan of Jimbo Fisher, and I know what type of coach he is because he bought us out of the dark ages. So I'm not speaking on being like an Aggie or nothing like that. I'm speaking on him and what I know what type of coach he is.
What do you got, Q? What else?
Right, right. No, the reason I say that is because you know, I used to hate the Aggies with passion, but until my son decided to go there. And he comes to me every year. Oh, yeah, we're going undefeated this year. We're going every single year, we're going undefeated. And they end up falling short big time. So that's the only comment I have. Just like I said, it almost sounds like an argument.
I'm just being positive towards Jimbo Meg. I know what type of coach he is, and I know what he's going to bring to that organization.
Appreciate the call, Q. Thanks for checking in. That was a bit of an upgrade. So we'll let you start with the nicknames again if we get another good one in. Between now and the midweek next week. I did want to get to some other things as well, and some people on Twitter and text messages were chiming in too. But I wanted to get your thoughts on another team that you're very familiar with, and that's the ones down on Kirby, the Texans. You got a new general manager. You got no first or second round draft pick. Just from your perspective, in terms of their draft is free agency. And you know, Rick had a certain philosophy, and obviously Bill O'Brien has drawn that line in the sand that he wins out to some degree, but what do you see them doing in free agency? We've seen some of these names, and just to think of, get your perspective in a guy that knows talent and things like that, a Malcolm Butler. Guys that are out there that could be possibly put into this system to help upgrade a position of need. We know offensive line is going to be tough. There's not that many out there. A lot of if you're a good offensive lineman, you're not going to hit the market. And so they do have draft picks maybe for that. But we know offensive line, secondary, Cushing, your thoughts on that as well. Just some overall thoughts on the Texans.
Well, I mean, Cushing is all-time, one of my all-time great teammates, man. A good dude. We were only together a short while. But, I mean, as far as a friend, he's a great dude. As far as a teammate, he's a great guy. You know, when we talk about free agents, I think Malcolm Butler, you can possibly bring Malcolm Butler here if you're thinking about getting rid of Jay Joe. You know what I mean? Like, you say, you know what, we still keep that experience of a veteran, but we go a little bit younger because he hadn't been in the league as long as Jonathan has been here. When you look at guys like Jimmy Graham, you know, and say, yeah. Do we want to bring in a tight end and see what he does? I think it's a lot of guys that could do it, but I don't know.
Now he's going to command a big salary, but you have it's definitely probably mid-season last year. You wouldn't think it was a position of need. They were fairly deep, but then you know Fedorowicz is contemplating retirement, and the fact that with Deshaun Watson, that tight end is even more essential
because with a good quarterback, and if you have a solid tight end. It's so much you can do. It's so much you can open up. It's so much winning that can be done in between the hashes.
And it's a security blanket for him.
Exactly. So, and especially coming off of injury, you want to make sure he can get those safe throws. And how easy is it to get a safe throw to a 6'8" tight end, you know what I mean, that runs like a gazelle? You know, I think that's a lot easier to do. So, you know, yeah, I think he's a big he might not command as much money because I think he's getting a little long in the tooth. His production hasn't been – his production hadn't been
– By the end of the year last year in Seattle, he put up good
numbers.
Yeah,
he was putting up good numbers, but before that, what was he doing? So I think you can get him for – $5 million a year. You know, right. you can get him
that cheap, yeah, there's going to be a lot of teams knocking on his door,
yeah,
I can tell you
but
that.
I mean, it's going to be – but it's going to be that one or two teams that probably go out and try to break the bank, and then they're going to be upset because they're going to be like, well, how does he fit into the situation?
How does the Butler thing affect him? The whole Super Bowl thing. I mean, you know, people.
I think it doesn't. It doesn't affect him at all.
Really?
I think it doesn't affect him at all because I think everybody in the.
You don't think it took money out of his pocket?
No. Because right now everybody's looking more at Bill Belichick and saying, "How could you sabotage your own team?"
You know, guys that are still on that team. I mean, fact of the matter is, they got to have the red ass over the fact that you may only get to one Super Bowl. Yeah, if you play for New England, you got a better chance. But some of these guys came to them later.
Yeah, exactly. They might not go ever again. And I feel like you didn't help us get the best team on the field. So I think when you think about that, you gotta say, I have a problem with it. So I think a lot of guys are going to say, you know what, this doesn't affect me or how I feel about him. Can Malcolm Butler, could he have played better last year? Yes, but is he not good enough to be a top free agent? No, he's going to be a top free agent. I think he's going to change somebody's team and be a good player for him.
Fact of the matter is he's on the 98% of the snaps for the Patriots the entire year. He was on the field. He wasn't taking plays off. He wasn't resting, and he was doing it at a fairly high level because their defense was successful. And then all of a sudden, in the biggest game of the year. Are you that dead set on making a point that you're going to, like you said, screw up your chance to your defensive perspective, screw up your chance to win a Super Bowl?
I think Bill Belichick is. I think he's stubborn as a mule when it comes to his.
But even the offensive players got to be pissed about that.
They probably are. I mean, I think you look at the divide when you see a guy like, you know, Tom Brady. We all know the type of professional Tom Brady is. That if he felt like cost him a chance at a victory. Do you think he'd be like, oh, great teammate, great friend, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was supporting everything.
Tom Brady would have been super salty.
He also know because the guy won him a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Because of the play he made.
The play he made is the reason why Tom had number four in the first place. So, I don't know, man. You know, I don't think it cost him any money. So, people are going to ask, but I think the in the nose already know.
But a good fit.
A good fit, yeah.
So, and even the bold moves, ESPN did a thing on bold moves every team should make. It says the Houston Texans should sign Eric Reed and then draft Iowa's entire offensive line. That's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but obviously what you still will have a run on when you get to pick in the third round and you have two picks coming up there, that you can get some offensive linemen. That's something that you can address there.
It said they should do what? They should sign Eric Reed.
Sign Eric Reed and then draft Iowa's entire offensive line.
They're not going to sign Eric Reed.
Well, of course they won't, but that's what you're here for. Yeah, I'm asking you that, just like
sign,
Butler.
They won't sign Eric Reed just for the simple fact of off of his off of his protest. You know what I mean?
Because of Bob?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to put it on Bob. I mean, I just think,
yeah,
I mean, probably because of Bob, you know, because everybody knows that's not Bob's style. That's like Eric. That's like saying Eric Reed going to Jacksonville. Jacksonville has a big military community. That's not going to happen. You see what I'm saying? I think when you look at, you know, when you look at certain things, I don't know. And to tell you the truth, Cal's running things, for the most part, running things now.
Yeah.
So I think Cal will bring him in here.
Does Gain give them a chance to start fresh and do things differently and try and?
Oh yeah, try to change the perception of how it is. Of course, I think. I think he's a good hire, but also I think the biggest impact to the change of how the Texans are perceived is Cal. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Cal, the type of person he is,
Cal McNair.
Yeah, I think Cal McNair, the type of person he is, the type of way he carries himself. Cal's one of them guys where, you know, when all of these stuff has been out about Bob, you say, you know what? A lot of guys like myself have said, all right, you know, true, not true, whatever. Not for me to talk about on here. But you say, you know what? Cal doesn't act that way.
So,
Cal,
again, just, you know, like Gain can clear the slate and start fresh,
I think
Cal McNair might be able to do the same thing.
Oh, no, I think he will be able to.
All right, we'll continue to kick it around. We got to get to a break. Then we'll come back with a whole lot more. This is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick in studio. Me, Travis Johnson, filling in for Barry. Bad Pants Open out here at Kingwood Country Club for a great cause. Texas Children's Hospital and the NICU unit, where they have raised over $6 million over the last 19 years. This is the 20th anniversary, and there's some people that got the memo wearing some really bad pants in some fantastic outfits as we continue to roll on. 1 hour to go on the big show, or a little less, before we take you out to back to the studios, where Fred, A.J. Jung, and the Blitz will take you home till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5. Travis, some other news coming out. You were the one that tipped me off. Some bad news for anybody that's a football fan or a Bills fan. Jim Kelly, the oral cancer coming back.
Yeah, man.
That man constantly fighting that battle. And every time you think, let's hope this is the last time, and now again it comes back.
Yeah, man. I follow Jim and his wife Jill, and when she posted the cancer's back, man, it kind of, my heart sank for him and his family. You know, because you know, as our NFL brotherhood is only 30,000 of us to ever play this game, and you know, we kind of try to look out for each other as much as we can, and you know, pray for each other's health and wellness in our families, and you know, for him to have to continue to go through this, I think it's sad, and you know, it's just, you just pray for the best, you just pray that, you know, he can beat this again and get over this hump, you know, so. But you know, best to him and his family.
No question about it. That's just sad stuff, and hopefully, he can fight it again. He is a fighter, as he's shown, both as a player and in beating cancer in the past. So hopefully he can continue to do that. Other news of the day just coming out, Arizona men's basketball coach Sean Miller finally had a press conference and vehemently denied having any knowledge or violating NCAA rules, or as the rumor is that there's a phone tap that has a recording of him basically in agreement to give up $100,000 to make sure that they got DeAndre Ayton, one of the top players in the country. He's denying it. He says, I quote, "I have been completely open and transparent, and I look forward to coaching this team as we seek a Pac-12 regular season championship this week. I now intend to turn my focus to basketball, our players, and this team. I never have and I never will pay a recruit." So that, basically, you better be right, because otherwise,
like
you're going to be gone.
Like you said, got your phone tapped. What you going to do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. And that's all that they're doing. I mean, when you think about with his phone being tapped, now it's like, okay, now he's come out and said, no, I didn't.
But what can you do? Because, look, the bottom line is this is career suicide. If this is true, you're never going to coach in the college level again.
Yeah,
you're probably coaching the pros, right?
Yeah,
but at the same time, you're trying to cover your ass and worry about it whether it's true or not. All you can do now is vehemently deny it and hope that the evidence doesn't hold up, because if it does, and a wiretap is hard to beat, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, ask Nixon. But
Watergate, right?
But at the same time, you say, I agreed to pay him, but I ain't give him nothing. I can tell him anything. It's recruiting.
So you can try and get off on a technicality, but again,
I didn't give him any. The guy said he still ain't got no money, right? Kid has said he still hadn't got any money. Got a dollar.
But that remains to be seen too.
Hey, but I mean, you got to prove it. FBI, yeah, it's gonna be hard for you to prove. And my thing is, if you take your money, I hope they didn't deposit it in the bank. That'd have been the dumbest thing ever. Like, give me my cash.
Especially if it's cash. I mean, yeah, like, if it's not cash, if it's like a credit card, you got that. There's a paper trail. If there's a check, it's a paper trail. If, like you said, if you put it in the bank right away, there's a paper trail. Just be.
Give them a rush card.
People are stupid. Just stupid. Vikes Mike Zimmer says, after what we've talked about with the quarterback coaching carousel, not franchise tagging Case Keenum, not looking like they're going to retain Teddy Bridgewater or maybe even Sam Bradford, he says must pick right quarterback or he gets fired. Seems to me that's pretty spot on.
Yeah, because
you got a great defense.
You got a great defense, and then it's hard for people. I think here's my thing. It's hard for people. If you don't want a franchise Case, cool. Because you know nobody else a franchise Case, cool. But offer him something.
Yeah, still go back after him, right.
You know what? Because you offer Case Keenum $10 million a year, he's going to take $10 million a year. You say, you know what? I'll give you 3-year, $30 million, 10 guaranteed. So if you have a bad year, it turns out to be a 1-year, $10 million, and it's over with. And you know what? You said, good, I did right by the kid. He won us a bunch of games, had us win in a game of the playoffs, and I gave him $10 million.
That's another one of those, it's a business.
It is a business, but at the same time,
I'm saying it's just you can just see how cold-hearted it can be. The guy gets you through the entire season, gets you to the NFC Championship game, and this is what you get in reward for that.
And here's the crazy part: even if they would have beat Philly and won the Super Bowl, they still wouldn't have gave Case no money.
Right, which is nuts. Absolutely crazy. Now there's also rumors out there now the Browns are shopping or would listen to offers for the number one overall pick. Look,
yeah, because they're not sold on anybody. And if you know, my thing is,
I'm not sold on Josh Allen. If everybody says he's the number one pick right now, look, they got good people in there now. They got Dorsey in there, who's got Packer roots and also with the Chiefs. They've got a guy like Alonzo Highsmith that has been under the Packer tree forever that deserves to get a shot. Yeah, Elliott Wolf. They've got really good people there. They're not going to make the same kind of mistakes Cleveland's made in the past, having a baseball guy run their football operations. But at the same time, you've got two top five picks. One of them hurts very much so because it came from the Texans. But at the same time, do you really want to give one of those up? Unless you get someone that's a can't miss or an all pro.
I don't know. I don't know who you take. You know, when you look at these quarterbacks, they're not sold. So when you go to, Hugh Jackson has USC ties, of course,
and he's
an offensive guy, and he knows one thing. I think he stretched last year for the Mahomes deal. He stretched. I mean, is it Mahomes? No, the Kaiser. He stretched for Kaiser. Mahomes is in Kansas City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He stretched for Deshaun Kaiser because he panicked because he's like, everybody's getting a quarterback. Or it might not even been his pick, because if they're going back right now to talk about they're going to get a quarterback, they got to find out.
And here's my thing. Unlike last year when it was kind of a crapshoot for quarterbacks and Deshaun was the best of what had a lot – other guys had a lot of question marks, but yet Trubisky moved way up people said, well, you do it differently. When you find out what Deshaun really was, when he was the real deal, once he got on the field, you realize that he was the cream of the crop. But this year, you've got a bunch of guys that are highly regarded. Now, they didn't have great years, but at the same time, you'll have plenty to choose from. If I'm the Browns, and I know that I'll get at least one guy of many guys that are highly regarded, but that a guy like Saquon Barkley, where you need a running back too, is rumored to be going number two overall, even Lance Erline. You don't think the Giants take him at number two?
No. There's no running back for him to go top five in this draft.
Barkley will slide out of the top five?
Yes. They're not wasting those things on running backs anymore.
All right,
not in the top five. You know what I mean? But
All right. Well, it remains to be seen. That's why I want to get your opinion on these kind of things. And I do want to get your opinion on Marcus Peters, too, because that's another one where there's a guy that has been nothing but brilliant since he's been in the NFL. And for a song and a dance, he gets traded away. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry's out on a one-day trip to Harlingen. Travis Johnson stepping back in. And Nick Sciarra back at the station. Trapp and I are out here at Kingwood Country Club for the Bad Pants Open 20th anniversary. Raising over $6 million coming into this year for Texas Children's Hospital and the NICU unit. A fantastic cause. A lot of good people doing a lot of great things for a really, really fantastic organization with Texas Children's Hospital. Trapp, we're talking about a lot of things, and we have a short period of time with you just for one day, and I want to get to a lot, so we're a little more football-centric. A lot of things I wanted to get to, and one of the things was, it was amazing to me a guy like Marcus Peters. 19 interceptions in his first 3 years in the league. I mean, we're talking about at a level that is basically Hall of Fame caliber players put up those kind of numbers. And yet he goes for a second, a fourth.
He goes for a pack of Skittles and a box of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious.
Exactly. Why? Because in people that I've talked
tired,
to have said
you're tired dealing with him. That's all it is.
They said he's a load. That he can be a problem in the locker room.
It was like Marshawn. I mean, a lot of people don't realize Marshawn was, you know, when he got out of Buffalo, then he went to Seattle, and now he's in Oakland. It's the same thing. I mean, it's funny how they share the same DNA. I mean, they cousins, but at the same time, you're looking at it like. You know, just you got to know what type of guys you're getting. You got to know what you're getting into. So, I think it was a little bit much for him, but he's made a whole lot. I think here's our guest right here, and I just think he's gonna be in a great place being back on the West Coast.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see because, you know, it really depends upon what you can do with your own staff. To make sure that you control it and your own players.
Well, you know,
I mean, your locker room can police itself if you have the right veterans around him and realize, hey, in this environment, that's not going to fly. And they've got some pretty solid veterans on that defensive side of the football. Not that Kansas City didn't, but to me, overall, when you look at it, that's just too low of a price to give up on a guy that has put up that kind of performance in his first couple of years.
Yeah, oh, no question. I agree, but at the same time, I think, you know, he's going back to the West Coast. He's back in he's back somewhere where he feels like he's wanted. And he said him and Big Red, his exact words, me and Big Red was cool. We was always cool, so we had no problem. So I think when you talk about that and what that means that he can come out and say him and Andy Reid were still cool, I think that speaks volumes of their relationship. But, I mean, Marcus Peters, he knows his faults. He knows what he did. We know how he's acted. You know, I watched his interview on NFL Network the other day, and it was phenomenal because it's a guy who says, I'm not running from who I am. This is who I am, and they understand that. You know, so he'll be all right.
Okay. All right, I want to get your take on that. We'll get back to that, but we've got a very special guest with us, actually, too. Jet Skaggs and his dad, Brian, join us now. Guys, welcome to the show. Happy to have you here, and a pleasure to have you joining us on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, don't touch him. He might mess your golf game up.
You keep talking, but I said I haven't played in a year and a half, and I will beat him right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds
He'll sweet, need you, Jet, to fill in tit shots for him because this big body right here ain't getting it done.
Hey, Jet, don't let him gas you up. You know, hey, you ever hear about fish stories? Like people are like, oh, I caught a bass that was this big, and I cut it up one day. This is how he tells stories about his game. He pumps scores into the little score thing all the time so stuff can come down so you can tell me, look, I had a 6.9.
Aren't you juicing right now?
Yeah, I'm
You're pumping in plenty. Juice. Okay. All right, so let's get back. Let's make some business. All right, so Jet, great story here. You're a golfer.
Yes, sir.
So you love playing golf,
yes,
right? And so you are PGA Junior League golfer. Mm-hmm. But more so than that, and again, how important this tournament is for you guys. But we've talked about all day how much this tournament has raised, over $6 million coming into this year for the NICU unit for Texas Children's Hospital. Tell the fans a little bit, and Brian, maybe you're better to just suit it to kind of the backstory here, in how you were involved in with this tournament.
Well, you know, Texas Children's very special to us. Mm-hmm. You know, Jet just turned 11 on January the 4th.
Okay.
He's been a patient at Texas Children's Hospital for 11 years.
Okay.
So he first, we're actually from Oklahoma.
Originally. So you came, because
yes.
When we talked to the Strauss family earlier, that they're located in West University or real close to the medical West center.
Yeah,
but we know people will relocate.
Yes, and that's what we've done.
For the medical care. Okay.
That's what we've done. We're from kind of south central Oklahoma. Jet was diagnosed with a heart condition when he was 10 months of age. At that particular time, Oklahoma did not have a transplant facility.
Okay.
So we packed everything, moved down here. Now, he was meta-flighted in a plane. Texas Children's came and got him in Oklahoma. So we moved the whole family down. Now, he was in a coma for right at 3.5 weeks, got the transplant, also was on a device called the Berlin Heart,
okay,
which was FDA approved because of him and one other boy.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a very special place.
And
we are now.
The first surgery, he was very, very young, correct? 10 months
Ten
old?
10 months old.
10 months old.
Received
wow.
his first heart transplant in 15 days, was at the home that we were renting in 15 days after a transplant. So everything went really, really well. You know, the life expectancy, so to speak, of a heart is about 10 to 12 years.
Okay.
So when he was 5, he was diagnosed with coronary artery disease.
Okay.
So we would have to be retransplanted. So on November the 11th of 2011, me and him moved down here to Houston, Kingwood.
Okay.
And then my wife, since he is on her insurance, my wife and daughter still live in our home in Oklahoma,
man.
And travel back and forth. But, you know, it's just a very important place for us because we're treated just like family, and we wouldn't be anywhere else but Texas Children's.
And we talked to the Strauss family about how important it is that you're not blood relatives of some of these other families that you meet along the way, but you end
but
up being connected for life.
Yes, you're family.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. And so now, because of the complications you mentioned, he's on the list for another.
Right. He's been on the list. Like I said, we moved down here on November the 11th of 2012. So we've been on the waiting list for 5.5 years now. So
how stressful is that?
Well, you know, this place right here, Kingwood, has been it's kept both of us from being locked up in a rubber room.
Sure.
It's kind of our outlet.
Much like golf is too.
Well,
if you're playing golf, right?
That is our outlet is here.
All right.
Jed, did you learn how to play golf after, like, what made you say, all right, this is what I want to do?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Hey, I'm
okay.
a Tiger Woods fan,
yeah,
too, man.
Too. All right. So just watching Tiger decide I'm going to try this golf thing out.
Yes, when he was good.
Oh, when he was good. Hey, but now, come on, now he's playing better.
Hey, before the tree. That's how my golf game is.
Yeah.
I have BT golf thing. I play like Tiger before the tree, not after the tree.
No, you got the hydrant, bro.
No.
You got the hydrant. I know that. There's nothing about a tree. Now, and I want to – I mean, you are so courageous. And what you have gone through in terms of toughness and what you're dealing with is so much greater than anything we talk about in sports. And I want that to be the first thing that we say, because you're an awesome young man, and the story is incredible. But I also want to touch on, and I'm sure you probably know, but Eric Compton is a great story for you guys to realize, too, because I don't think a lot of people realize. I was telling Travis during the break, Eric Compton is on his third heart after two transplants. Had one when he was 12, one when he was 28. And he's on the PGA Tour.
Yes, sir. And we met him at the Shell Houston Open.
Really?
2 years ago. LifeShare Oklahoma kind of helped get that put together. And it was great because those two chatted, and it was kind of funny because they're on the same medications.
Is that
that's
right?
Awesome.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Really.
How
cool.
Great was that for you to meet a guy like that and know that he's already been through some of the things you're dealing with?
Awesome.
So, okay, and I see the P on the hat. So we got Ricky Fowler and the Cobra. So we got Ricky Fowler, too. Or are we Ricky Fowler guys?
Yes, sir.
You like him, too? So I was going to say, your favorite golfers, Ricky Fowler, anybody else?
Travis Johnson. Did you just say Travis Johnson was your favorite golfer? I knew it. My guy.
That would be Kool-Aid drank the wrong way. Who is your favorite football team?
Dallas Cowboys and the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Oklahoma State. Okay, so we're not – okay, we're Cowboys. We're yes, not Sooners.
So right? what city in Oklahoma are you originally from?
It's Lexington, which okay. is south of Norman,
okay.
about 25 miles.
I was just in Apache, Oklahoma.
Pretty close to Sooner yes. country to be Cowboys.
We are, and it's a curse.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. So tell me this, too. How important is something like this tournament, too, the fact that – you know, we know how great Texas Children's is. We hear the stories on a daily basis. But the fact that with a tournament like this, we get so many people that are able to give more and give back so that we can raise the necessary funds. And you're playing in it and then hanging out with some great people along the way.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it means a lot to us just for the simple fact that this money can be used for research, which we have been firsthand our recipients of that. You know, also some other things would be, you know, kind of help you with parking. Okay. You know, you don't yeah. think about that when parking you're in the is. Hospital for,
sure.
you know, 25, 30 days.
At $25
you know,
a day.
Well,
yeah.
you know, $12 to $15 yeah. a day, it adds up.
Sure it does.
And, you know, the other help comes from people bringing you food. It's just a great facility, and we can't say enough about it because we've been there a lot. We go every month for clinics, so we're in there a bunch and have been there for 11 years now. Wow. So, you know, that you can't really walk up and down the halls without someone knowing them.
That's yeah. fantastic.
So, Brian, question. Like, let's talk about, like the research aspect of it, because I know when you talked about he was on the Berlin Heart, like, how was that? Because I know, like the foundation stuff that I've done has always been towards research of, you know, kids that have certain issues. But how was that going into it? Like when they sat there and sat you down and said, "Hey, we have a new machine that we want to try to get approved for your child." Like, how was that transition of not knowing, you know, of the unknown and being and having that access?
Well, the thing about Jet was we didn't have a choice.
Okay.
That was his only way to live.
Okay.
So he was on it for roughly, we waited two, he was in such bad shape, we only waited 2 weeks for a new heart.
Okay.
So the Berlin Heart basically did all the pumping for him through just like one of these laptop computers.
Yeah.
Tubes coming out of every possible place you could find. But we went ahead and signed off on the deal because we knew we were in a great place,
yeah.
number one. And if we wanted to try and help someone further on down the road
yeah.
to help get that thing approved.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are awesome. Jet, so. You are amazing. And we want
how'd you swing
keep
it
us
today?
Post. Yeah, how did you hit it today?
Pretty good.
Pretty
yeah?
good. So pretty good, like you beat him, right?
Did you get some pars, some birdies?
Very. A lot.
A lot of
see?
Them?
See? That's my
right,
man.
That's
hey.
What I'm talking about.
Ask
that's
him,
good
he,
stuff.
He hadn't been able to swing the clubs because, you know, he doesn't run his household. But, you know, I'm glad you got to swing the clubs.
The difference
clubs,
is he has been able to swing the clubs, and he still can't beat me. Hey. So that's all we're talking about. Listen, guys, thank you for spending some time with us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you more so for being here. Keep us posted
my
on
man.
Anything and everything going on with
Jet.
You. Because it's a fantastic story, and we want to hear some great things from you guys.
Jet, you almost broke my hand, Jet. Man, that was kind of hard.
There you go. We're at the Bad Pants Open. We'll be back to wrap things up. One segment left to go on the big show, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
Winter is a favorite time to hunker down in your cozy home. But if you'd rather not share your indoors with insects, rodents, and other wildlife, here are some suggestions for keeping your home critter-free. Store firewood at least 20 feet from the house and off the ground so rodents are less likely to turn it into a condo. Rinse and put away pet food bowls after mealtimes so pests like mice and rats won't have a 24/7 unmonitored food source. Fix leaky faucets promptly. Roaches love damp, dark spaces behind sinks and showers. Another common nesting spot is your dryer vent. Make sure the damper isn't stuck open or damaged, and look for cracks along the seal between the vent and the wall where pests can sneak in. Finally, get rid of any ice buildup on the edge of your roof as soon as you can. It can cause damage and attract termites and carpenter ants. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Texas Direct Auto, I-45, the North Freeway, southbound at Greens. There's an accident. There's also a problem on I-10, the Katy Freeway, eastbound at Silver, but they've cleared the accident off I-10, westbound at the Grand Parkway. Test drive a Dodge Challenger, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, or whatever car you dream about. So many cars, such low prices. Texas Direct Auto, powered by Vroom. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Catch your winning savings during Trailer Wheel and Frame's Super Tailgate Sale. Score on all your trailer needs, trailers, tires, rental service, accessories, parts, and more. Win this season with your hometown team, Trailer Wheel and Frame. Touchdown!
Hey, y'all, it's Beth from Darling Way, and your host for Love and Laughter with Beth, where we get real about mating, dating, sex, and marriage. Join us every Saturday night at 10 p.m. or after whatever game is on, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final segment, ESPN 97.5 and The Usual Suspects. Appreciate Travis Johnson filling in for Barry Laminack, as Barry is on a one-day excursion to the I don't know if that's the Valley or not, Nick. But
yeah, he said it was the Valley. I can't pronounce that city, but he did say it was the
Harlingen?
Valley. I guess. Don't get me lying.
I think. All right. Well, he'll be back tomorrow, but Trap, appreciate you filling in. That story right there, man. I mean, talk about great guests. The Strauss family was fantastic, and then you got to pull for a man like Jet. I mean,
oh yeah, Jet was cool, man. I even got a man. Jet gave
he gave us a bracelet.
Heart,
yeah,
I heart Jet, and what's yours say?
Mine says, yeah, I heart Jet.
Is yours bigger than mine? Because if it's bigger, we need
my.
Yeah,
it's been that way my whole life, Travis. It's jealousy is a disease. But at the same time, just a great young man, and you know, he got up. He's got not only I won't say bad shorts, but he's got the Oklahoma State shorts. States. He's got the Puma shoes. He's obviously Ricky Fowler is one of his guys. Just you think about the fact that his dad said that mom and sister are still back in Oklahoma, but because of insurance, they have to stay
there. Yeah.
They see their family once a month.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's why this everything that's going on today out here is so worthwhile, because you don't think about the little things. Like Brian said, parking, you know, accommodations.
Oh, yeah, parking's a big
or like fly. You have to fly the family in once a month just so they can stay as a unit, probably, even though she's got to live in Oklahoma.
And to save money, probably drive.
Man, just incredible. And it's such a positive, just a positive attitude they both
having endured
what they have to go through.
I mean, as long as, you know, as long as your baby's alive, man, that's all that matters, man. That's all that, you don't care what it does. I mean, that's
by all means necessary.
By any, no question. I mean, you do anything. You got a child. I mean, I got children.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you wouldn't do for your children.
And that's just in everyday life. But when you think about what they've had to go through and what they've had to endure and just how they've had to stay strong, I go back to the Strauss family as well, too. The fact that, look, there is no room as the parent in the process for meltdowns. There is no room for them to be overly and outwardly emotional. You're trying to stay positive for them and supportive for them and go a million miles an hour when inside – you are just a pressure cooker of emotion.
Yeah, of
that's what's really tough.
Yeah, that's definitely tough.
No doubt about it. So a great event and raising funds. As if you know, didn't believe it just by what we were saying, you can hear firsthand accounts and you can go back and listen to the podcast. But to hear from the Strauss family and to hear from Brian and Jet and just how important a tournament like this is to raise money so that the little things are taken care of to try and help families that are enduring such huge issues to have to try and get through. It's been fantastic, and I'm glad everything worked out here. The day opened up. It's been fantastic weather, and it seems like they've got a ton of people getting ready for the dinner now out here at the tournament. So with that, my man, I do really appreciate you being here, too. We covered a lot of ground. I'm just trying to make sure we didn't miss anything. As you look at things coming out now, and you know, we've had some people talk about your comment about, you know, Saquon Barkley and is he worth being a top five pick?
I mean, I think he's good. I just my question is, and he's put up some phenomenal numbers, but is Saquon Barkley, is he Zeke?
Yeah, because Eric said the last 2 years, Fournette and Zeke going top five.
Yeah, and they broke the mold. Before them, it hadn't been done in a few years prior to that because everybody's like, well, we can always get a good running back later on in the draft. You know what I mean? But yeah. I think, does he go first round? Yes. At 5'11", he was 5'11", 230. Yeah, he probably a top five pick, maybe number five. You know what I mean? But do I take him with the number two pick?
Well, that's just supply and demand. There's plenty of quarterbacks, and there's only really one running back at the top of the list. Now, if you feel like other running backs could still fill the void and fit a need, then you can definitely change your mind and go a different direction. I'm just asking because of the fact that Cleveland screwed it up so royally over the last couple of years, and they want to get it right. And with two picks that high, you know, is a Minka Fitzpatrick a better pick for them? Simply because they need help on the defense side of the ball too. And he's—I don't know if he's as close to a guarantee as you're going to get, but he's a hell of a football player.
Yeah, I mean Minka Fitzpatrick, you can't go wrong with them Bama guys. You can't go wrong with none of them guys, man. That wind is kicking up on us. Huh?
Yep, picking up a little bit.
But Minka's going—he's going to be a game changer. You look at Minka, you look at Derwin James, you look at, a lot of these guys, they're game changers.
Chubb, the linebacker.
Chubb, you look at Vita Vea from Washington, you look at those guys are all game changers. And it's going to be an interesting year at the draft this year, to be honest with you.
And again, from a Texans perspective, not having a first or a second round, it still can be done for Brian Gain and his crew. The fact of the matter is that in the third round, and you got to go, you know, hit the ground running. And if you realize that there aren't a lot of free agent offensive linemen that are worth what the price tag they're going to try and command to try and help this team out, and you know that offensive line is one of their areas of need, if you can't do that, or you can do that in the draft later on, and you do have a couple guys like a Nick Martin and a few guys on the line that at least you can try and do some things with, then you focus on free agency. If you are sitting in Brian Gaines' shoes, what are you looking at in free agency? Who are you looking at in free agency as a couple guys that you might want to kick the tires on?
Of course you want to look at tight ends. You want to also find you offensive linemen if you can.
Is it too soon to turn the page on Johnson in the secondary? You mentioned J.J., but, you know, Kareem, they're talking about moving to safety. You don't want to reshuffle the deck completely.
You got to look at those guys. I think, you know, nobody wants to say it, but I think you got to look at maybe not replacing J.J. Watt right now, but find out who's going to be next.
Is Clowney worth a – you know, you and I have talked about this.
Clowney's worth the free agent deal.
But at what price? Because Barry and I talked about this, and Gruden started it with the conversation of being he should be the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. You and I on this very show back in the day would kick around the fact that, look, he had two very non-eventful first years in this league.
No, but it wasn't non-eventful on his part. It was non-eventful on the fact
there was a lot of question marks about character and desire to play and motivation and all these other things.
That's the language that they put out. Once again, that's the language they put out about certain guys. That's the language they put out about certain guys.
And so last 2 years he performs. Is he worth $26 million a year?
Yes, he is.
He's worth $26 million a year. Is he worth it from the Houston Texans perspective?
No, because the Texans can't give him that type of money without cutting J.J., and they're not going to do that.
Will he give them a hometown deal because he wants to stay here?
No, I wouldn't give nobody a hometown deal.
So essentially, he's gone.
Probably.
So regardless of what Brian Gaines says about talking about signing him long term, how things are going to do.
I mean, unless his number is $20 million, then I mean, now if his number is 20 or 15 that he's agreed to, then that's one thing. But I don't see him. I mean, he's going to go for big dollars. You know, he's going to go for Fletcher Cox money. He's going to go for Aaron Donald. He's going to wait for Aaron Donald to sign. Aaron Donald will probably wait for him to sign.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, sometimes you only get one chance to get the big payday like this.
Yeah, so now them guys are going to get it right. So now he's not going to take a hometown discount for nobody. He's going to say, I'm from South Carolina. If Carolina calls, I'm gone.
Does Brian Cushing end up playing somewhere next year?
No, he said he's retired.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I mean, I think if he wants to play, then yeah. But I think, I mean, I don't know. If he wants to play, then yeah. But if he doesn't, I think he'd probably sit at home and enjoy the rest of his life.
You good with what they have on the roster at linebacker and inside linebacker?
Well, I like old boy from Vanderbilt, the young guy. I think he can play some ball.
Cunningham.
I think you got it. You gonna, of course, they're gonna address it because you lose a guy like Cush. You're gonna address it in the draft with another young guy. You know what I mean? Because
even starting the draft so late.
Yeah, I mean, D'Amico Ryans was a second round pick.
But you don't have a second round pick.
You can still find a third round pick. That's potentially you find a third round pick that people he had character issues or he didn't test well at the combine. You know what I mean? That's the reason why D'Amico won the second round, because why? He didn't test well at the combine. You see what I'm saying? Or he wasn't a tester. So now you get a guy who's not a tester who all of a sudden shows up and blows you away. I mean, this league is filled with superstars that are third-round picks.
Well, we do know this. He's got his plate full in Brian Gaines, and he's got to do some things right off the top because of the fact that there's going to be pressure and a microscope on him the entire way. But we do appreciate you bringing back, brother. Always a pleasure to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
And help us out. Nick, pleasure as always, and appreciate you keeping
absolutely
us on the air.
Absolutely, thank you.
Andreas, back out here eating way too much food. And we'll be back doing it from the studio tomorrow. Barry will be back, and the usual suspects will be back intact. Until tomorrow, for Travis Johnson, for Nick, for Andreas, and for everybody else, I'm Joel Blank. Stay tuned next. It's The Blitz, Fred, AJ, Jong, and the crew. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah,
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.